I'm serious. I think that most of America is worried. Obviously, Korea's got us. We'd talk about that for a while if we had time. But, you know, got us a little on edge as well. And we do wonder whether sometimes the attention span of some of your brethren and sistren up there is as long and as focused as it should be.
Yeah, one of the things that, you know, if you really hearken back to the beginning of what you were referring to a few minutes ago, it really, what really sort of sparked that was, you know, I spend a lot of time with Tillerson. I go over and have coffee with him. I talk with him on the phone. You know, he's Secretary of State. I'm Chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee. I mean, that's with the Committee of Jurisdiction over foreign policy. And I guess as you look at this North Korea issue, what began sort of creating the tensions that showed themselves the way they ended up showing themselves was the fact that this is the most serious acute threat that we have right now is North Korea. And there just seemed to be continual undermining of diplomatic efforts to solve this problem. I mean, I don't think any
left him twisting in the wind.
We get involved in a kinetic act against North Korea, a hot war. You're talking about something that likely turns into a major world war just with all the players that are involved. And so,
terrifying.
To
in the space of about 5 minutes,
diplomatic efforts that are underway is sort of creating a self-fulfilling prophecy. You're either going to allow North Korea to have nuclear arms, or you're not going to allow them to have. They have nuclear arms. I'm talking about those that are deliverable to the United States. You're either going to let that happen, or you're going to figure out a way to keep that from happening diplomatically, or you're going to end up in a situation, if you're going to follow through on what you said, where that kinetic activity occurs. And that sparks Russia, China, Japan, South Korea, us, in a conflict.
UK, Germany.
It gets out of hand. What's that?
UK and Germany. I mean, all the different allegiances that we have suddenly have an obligation to join in. I said it'd take about 5 minutes if we really wanted to screw it up bad.
Yeah.
And I know. And Tillerson was over there, and you just basically defended him. And I said he kind of got left twisting in the wind. You're negotiating right there in front of somebody, and your boss says, forget about what they're doing. There's no answer to this. I don't want to, again. No rabbit holes.
Let me say this for what it's worth. I think that all that has occurred has been beneficial to those efforts. I think that just everything that came out of the sort of the back and forth over the last 60 days has strengthened Tillerson's hand, and I believe that. Okay, and I think that I think that Tillerson, while he's obviously he's not won over Washington for lots of reasons, and every day gets shot at, and by the way, some of that's for good reason.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, he is a very smart, strategic thinker, and a very patient, steady person, and I'm glad he's in the job he's in, especially with this North Korean conflict underway. And I do think he's been able to bring China. Although there's been fits and starts, every time there's an undermining, it sets us back. It sets us back a month. And so we don't have that much time. And, if you take it as a whole, all that's occurred over the last 60 days, I think his hand has been strengthened. Hopefully, he will be successful.
Final quick question for you, that shouldn't be uncomfortable for you. Matter of fact, you have a caller. We don't know anything about him. He is a very harsh critic of yours, but he said yesterday that he knew you were a good man to your wife and that you were an honest man and you would never cheat.
Spoke very favorably.
Obviously, a lot of people up there are probably scared right now, and I was just wondering if the Gropageddon was over. Are you literally seeing fear on folks' faces up there?
I've seen nothing. We're getting calls from people that are asking questions about those kind of things. But this obviously is going to play itself out. You saw what happened this morning at 7.
Sure did.
With Matt Lauer. I mean, there's going to be more of this unfolding, I'm sure. But I don't see any noticeable difference. I mean, I think what you're seeing is not like a it's not a norm. I mean, there are people, I'm sure, that have been involved in that, and that's all, I'm sure, going to come to light. But I would say the vast majority of people are just, you know, not in that category. So you're not seeing any real reaction by individuals at all.
Let me just jump back in here to ask you one time, because you've got less than a year left in this current job, Senator. And so how does that impact what you see, what you get to see, and even how you approach now your job in Washington, knowing that it's going to come to an end here soon?
Yeah, so a couple levels. First of all, you know, I've been pretty independent all the way through. I mean, you know, the criticisms that, and Jeff, before when we've been on the program and talked, and JR, I mean, the criticisms I have received throughout my 11-year career has been about reaching across the other side of the aisle and trying to solve problems. It's been about that independence. And so, you know, people act like, well, you know, Corker, you know, announced he wasn't going to run and now he's free. Look, I've been pretty vocal throughout, and certainly vocal during the election and vocal after the election. So, well, the flip side of it is, look, you know, if I were, you know, still, you know, seeking re-election or whatever, or if I were seeking re-election, I told folks when I ran I couldn't imagine serving more than two terms. But if I were seeking re-election right now, I'd be involved in a campaign. That obviously takes away time and effort. I've got 13 months to try to accomplish everything I possibly can. And by the way, to leave it so that it's going to continue to be supported, things like modern slavery, where we're making, we're going to end up making a huge difference in millions of people's lives if we can see this across the finish line. So it's about finishing our work. It's about being energized to do so. It's a lot like, this is a very different job than being mayor of Chattanooga, which is the best job I've ever had in my entire life.
Okay? Really? You're just saying that.
Being mayor of Chattanooga was the most rewarding, meaningful thing I've ever done in my life. But it's you know, and so, you know, finishing the things we had underway, the outdoor initiative, the gig city initiative, the 120, the waterfront initiative, the Enterprise South, all the things that we had underway, we wanted to finish those in the last year. It's different here. These are legislative issues, but it's not different from the standpoint of wanting to make sure you finish your work. You do everything that's on your plate, and so I'm energized by that. Do I have a little bit more sense of independence? Like right now, I'm catching unbelievable HELL over the deal we made yesterday, and it's coming from, you know, people on the conservative side. You know, you
well,
read the Wall Street
hanging
Journal
out with the enemy
this morning, or, you know, I mean, we're catching a lot of HELL over trying to ensure that we don't create undue deficits. You know, it's part of it, and we're going to continue to try to solve problems for the next 13 months.
Well, I tell you what, I thing you said about not having to run for re-election. I didn't even know Tennessee had a dog catcher position, a state position. But you, by God, you would.
I will tell you this, and we've joked around about it. Look, you know, I really like dogs. I've got and when I'm finished, maybe that'll be something we can do.
But you'll take Big Jim's
place. Jeff, I'm sorry you've had a difficult summer. Womack was sharing with me a little bit about what had happened to you, but I do hope to catch up. I know you and I got together one weekend while I was mayor when there was a lot of tensions in the air.
Yes.
And I appreciated that very much.
Me too.
I do miss coming on you guys' program, and hopefully we'll do more of that before the end of this, and maybe after we – I guess when I complete my work here, nobody will want to talk to me, so I probably need to try to come on while I'm still here.
Come on, come hang out with the nobodies like us.